imagine a conscious contact with God so strong that no matter what you are doing or not doing, that no matter what your kids are up to or not up to, and that whether you've got the person of your dreams or they're just not cooperating, that you are happy, content, and at peace. A space where everyone else's thoughts, attitudes, and actions are beautiful and exactly as they are supposed to be. Well, this is the space where I like to play. My name is Misha Z, and this is today's Bitch Slap. Join me as I shed light on the thoughts, actions, and attitudes that are causing you pain, and we train our minds to go to the capital S inner self, the joy that is waiting for us, the God within. I have a little story where I was subtly reminded, well, not so subtly, my contempt prior to investigation or my know-it-all attitude in certain situations very subtly prevented the result I was hoping for. And I'm hoping this story will, you can use it and look at times in your life where you're like, oh yeah, that's super subtle. Yeah, there is a moment where my unwillingness to try something or to be open to a result, or think I know the answer already, so I'm not going to do it, or I'm going to begrudgingly take action. Like, how is that attitude slowing us down, perhaps, or holding us back, or I don't know, keeping cool stuff from happening? So here's my little story. My mother was super, one of the really cool things with my mom is she liked really cool quality things. So if she got a little piece of art, it would usually be super cool quality, a little bit funky, but really, like, really lifetime. I don't know if lifetime, lasting. Right, like timeless, like I don't know, she just had this knack for that. And so this also could come to like her coffee maker, right? Like, she'd pay a little bit more but get the amazing coffee maker that just works so beautifully, functional, just this sense of style too. And not too excess, though, right? My mother came from, she grew up in World War II in Germany. Her dad was killed in the war when she was, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 or some such thing. And so it wasn't like an frivolous extravagance. It was like this knowing of quality and goodness, but like along with the temperance and appreciation, I guess is how I'd say it. But she, at one point, God, it's got to be 25 or 30 years ago, got me these really amazing scissors for clipping your toenails and fingernails. This might sound crazy, but they were so good, and the quality was so good, and they just almost made it a treat, as all I can say. And I had these scissors for, I don't know, 30 years or maybe even more. And I finally effectively, you know, wore them out. Like, they didn't have that close scissor effect where the blades, you know, still connect. So you'd have to, like, manipulate your fingers to get the the tension or whatever. But I like the scissors so much, and if I would hold them just right, oftentimes they would still work. But it was not, they were failing more and more. And so, I don't know, 5 years ago, I started trying to find new scissors. And, you know, Target,
and then, you know, I don't know, other places like, you know, the beauty store, and then Amazon. And I just kept on finding scissors that were not comparable at all. They just weren't comparable. And, you know, you finally, you get tired of trying, right? I'm like, really? I'm going to waste another $10, $20, $30 on another pair of crappy scissors that won't live up to this standard of form and function? These things were freaking form. Form was cool. They were beautiful. I mean, if one was to have a pair of scissor finger and toenail clippers, these things were sexy. So, you know, I even tried saving the, you know, the whenever I would end up in the emergency room at the hospital, I would, you know, they'd be like, hey, you want the scissors for the stitches? Because I'm always seems getting stitches, you know, crashing my mountain bike or surfboard fins to the head or insert my clumsiness here. It has been a while since I've gotten stitches, though. God, it's got to have been a few years by now. Yeah, perhaps it is. 2 years, maybe. I don't know. Doesn't matter. You get what I'm saying. Like, yeah, the surgical steel will work. No, those don't work either. And so, I recently was at Funnel Hacking Live in Florida, which was epic. So good. Ignited so much inspiration. But I had it in my head that, like, the much of the stuff you buy at the airport gift shop or at the hotel gift shop, you know, you at the hotels or what have you, you can, you know, if you forgot your razor blade, you can go get a razor blade, or you can get some dental floss or a mini toothpaste or whatever. And I just had it in my head that all those products like that at these stores were of inferior quality. And so I forgot my freaking fingernail clippers, and I'd like to, for whatever reason, some people, it doesn't matter, I like, maybe obsessively, to have a pair of fingernail clippers. And so funny. This is not woundy. This is full scar. This is just letting you know my humanness. But so I go to the, what was it called? The Gaylord Palms. The Funnel Hacking Live 2021 was at the Gaylord Palms. Big convention center. Like, all self-contained. I don't know. There was 2,500 or 3,000 of us there. And other normal people were staying there as other, I think other conventions were going on. So this thing can handle, you know, got 3,000-4,000 people or something like that. And since it's in Florida, it's all enclosed. So it's environment. What's the environment? You know, it's air conditioned, the perfect environment. And actually, much of it, they somehow let a lot of natural light in. Place is honestly pretty cool. A little dated, I'll say, but pretty cool. But I was really jonesing for my pair of scissors and missing them. And I was like, all right, let's go to the convention center gift shop and see what they got. And I stumble in there begrudgingly, contemptuously, already knowing that there'll be nothing good. And you have the regular old, like, fingernail clippers, which I just don't like. Not after my mom trained me to like a little bit better. Oh my God, the amount of... I bought special custom, you know, it doesn't matter. And then there's a little pair of scissors. And I look at them. They're probably $5, $10. I don't know. But I just hem and haw, and I'm like, not another pair of crappy scissors. I've invested, God, what seems like a small fortune in this stuff. You know, and I went ahead and bought them. Get back to the room, thinking, I guess I have to suffer through this. And crack the package. Guess what? I stumbled across the best scissors ever. The perfect replacement pair. Unbelievable. And I guess my point is, like, you just never know. Like, keep an open mind. Where's the inspiration going to come from? Where's the nugget going to come from? Where it can come from, the place that I think it's not going to come from. Like, I was like, absolutely thinking, no way is this store going to have anything. And whatever I buy to suffice, I won't even worry about trying to get back in my, you know, freaking toiletry kit on the airplane or whatever. And there it was. I guess so. The other main lesson, try and set aside contempt. Be open-minded. And then especially if you think, or I thought like keep trying. Keep trying, right? Keep trying. That's the other thing. I tried again. I was like, you know what? I'll try again. I'll throw caution to the wind. And the results were amazing. Anyway, funny little episode. In my meditation, in writing in the morning, I was like, this is a really funny idea. And it was such a powerful moment for me when it happened. I just had to talk about it. Anyway, love to all. Bye.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for spending time with me today. As someone who is committed to growth and service to this world, I so appreciate your willingness to come with me, go within, and serve our world through change. If you found value in this podcast and you know someone who can use this message, share this episode with them. Share it so our mission can be achieved one episode at a time. And of course, subscribe so you can hear more. And lastly, for more resources on what has helped me on my journey and can help you on yours, go to belove.media/resources. That's belove.media/resources. Thank you again for listening.